All you parents out there, have you ever thrown away a car seat cover or other child's item due to dirt or stains? No more. There's local help available. We have Nicole Guerrero with us today from Tiny Tot Detailers to the rescue. Welcome, Nicole.
Hi, thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. Thank you for being here. I saw you post on Facebook and I just thought this is such a unique idea. So tell me a little bit about what Tiny Tot Detailers is.
So Tiny Tot Detailers is just a service to be able to detail anything that your littles kind of use. The thought about it is we have different services for car detailing and that kind of thing. But what do we have for our children, which are probably the
main cause.
They're the main cause of why we probably need our cars detailed.
Nicole's going to be nicer than I am, but kids are disgusting.
Yeah.
And I said this to my husband who, I have children, but they're his stepchildren. And I was like, oh my gosh, look at this. Like, do you know how disgusting car seats get? And he was like, I mean, you could just clean that yourself. Why would you need somebody else to do it? And I was like, I don't want to do that. Like, I don't, that's just, I don't love cleaning, period. I mean, the crumbs and what gets crushed into things. What made you think, yeah, let me do that?
Well, I'll tell you, it is not my original idea. I didn't know that it was even really a thing until the 4th of July, I went out to visit my sister in Georgia, and I had come across her Facebook page maybe or something, and she goes, look at this idea. And it just clicked in my head, like, that is a great thing to do. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, it's a great service. We can pick it up and put it right back on their doorstep. So it's not my original idea. It's just I just need to make it my own, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I would love to expand it for more than just the car seats and strollers.
So is that kind of where you started with car seats and strollers, the bigger items, maybe pack and plays?
Yeah. So far I've done a lot of car seats. I've done one high chair. I actually have a stroller that I'm doing this evening. But I do want to like expand for maybe in the spring to play sets outside, you know,
yeah,
get those ready and kind of power wash those, possibly like daycare centers or child centers, just to go in and whether they just need a quarterly sanitation or maybe they need something that would need me to come in every day or every week and kind of just sanitize that kind of thing. So there is so much room to expand, especially, you know, with the Tiny Tot Detailers name, it leaves so much room for expansion.
So you don't currently own any other businesses? Have you done this before?
Nope. I've never done this before, but my husband is a huge entrepreneur. Before we moved to Cookeville, before COVID, he was a cell phone repair shop owner for over 10 years. So, you know, having a business is kind of his niche. I come with the organization. He comes with the ideas. So we kind of really work good together and we see a bigger vision for this. And of course, like, it's just starting out, but there's so much more that we can do to help out families.
So seeing a good idea and then actually jumping on it are two completely different things.
Mm-hmm.
So what was the drive to actually say, yeah, I could do that in our area. We don't have something like this. And so let me go ahead and do this.
Well, you know, in all honesty, I didn't know that there was anybody else in our area actually doing it. I had never seen it. It's never come across my, you know, Facebook page or Instagram or anything like that. But once I got into it, then I'm like, oh, there is, you know, it is out there kind of thing.
But what was the drive to actually start, like, let's go, let's do it?
It was just so fast. It was literally, I was there for the 4th of July and I was talking to my sister and I'm like, this is such a good idea. I literally came home the weekend after the 4th of July and started putting together flyers, ads.
Do you think your husband, I think sometimes entrepreneurs are, they're almost like, you know, come to the dark side. Yeah. Let's do it. And so do you think your husband kind of had that push for you a little bit?
No, I don't think he does now. I don't think he believed me on the drive home when I said I was going to do this. And I don't know that he really saw the vision. Of course, you know, I saw the vision as a mom and, you know, the one who used to clean our kids' car seats and things like that.
And as a busy mom, I think that's the thing when you're in the thick of little kids. And you're, you know, it's hard sometimes to take that time to like, okay, I don't want to spend 3 hours cleaning this car seat myself when I know it's going to get messy again, exactly. You know. What's the value, though? I'm sure that there's, you know, the clean aspect is not just aesthetically pleasing. It looks good. What's the other aspects about what you're doing, why it's important and valuable?
Well, it's important and valuable because the things that I really find in those car seats and in the high chairs, you know, it could be mold. Mm-hmm. There's so much stuff that is underneath that we don't see. You know, you had mentioned that you're a mother. So I know when I was cleaning my kids' car seats, I was doing what everybody else was doing. I was pulling off the seat cover. I was throwing it into the washing machine. And maybe I was vacuuming, like running a vacuum over.
You turn it upside down, get the crumbs out a little bit, and that's about it.
Exactly. So when I'm finding the old food that is, you know, it's stuck in there, we're getting in all of those crevices. We are sanitizing it. We, you know, are making sure that we are using safe products for the children. I think all around, it's just giving them a cleaner and healthier space to, you know, to be in, to use. And us, you know, for us adults, we want to be clean and comfortable.
So do they. Yeah.
So we need to provide that to our children. So
we're here with Nicole from Tiny Tot Detailers this morning. So what learning curve, you know, like you said, when you were a mom, you throw the washer in the cover in the washing machine, you chip it upside down, maybe vacuum it out a little bit. So you've kind of had to learn, I'm sure, some skill sets of really getting in the nitty gritty details of things that we don't necessarily easily see with the naked eye.
Right. For me, the biggest learning curve, and I'm still learning, is making sure if it opens or if there is a button, we need to touch it. Because, you know, car seats recline. There is, you know, hooks for the seat belts and things like that. And we don't think to open those up, or you don't think anything may be in there, but there is always something.
And you mentioned the seat belts or the straps to attach the seat belts. Please don't judge me, but I don't know that I ever cleaned anything like that. I'm like, you know, my kid couldn't really put it in their mouth, I guess, but there's, you know, I'm sure airborne, you know, germs and stuff that can still get my kids sick.
And you'll be surprised how dirty the straps are. Not necessarily, yes, the straps that go over the shoulders, those are dirty because they're, you know, the food and everything gets on those. But the straps that go in, like that hook to the seat itself, I find those to be extremely dirty. And I don't really understand how those get that way either, but to be honest with you, people just probably never even think to wipe those down.
Yeah. Well, I think that skin cells and just, you know, an animal, if you have a pet in the car, or just there are things in the air that even, you know, you get dust on your ceiling fans. Mm-hmm. And it's not that there's anything going on there. It's just the things that are in the air. Mm-hmm. And so making sure that you're trying to keep track of all that stuff, because it can be harmful for your kids if you're not keeping things clean. And we all know that busy parents don't always have the time to really get in there and really take, because, you know, you have children, but not little children anymore. And so you don't have a screaming child that's saying, you know, mom, 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 mom. Maybe you do, because they never stop doing that, but not a little child. And so it's easier for you to kind of focus on that instead of focusing on taking care of your kid and cleaning, which is what most parents of young kids do.
Absolutely. And that's why we try to make it as convenient as possible, where you're just going to leave it on your front doorstep. I'm going to come and pick it up, and then we're going to drop it back off to you in the morning. You know, my time frame is I pick it up between 5 and 7 p.m. For the most part, I am there at 5 o'clock on your door because I need to get started for it, because I need to have it back to you as soon as possible. Mm-hmm. And then as for the deliveries back in the morning, a lot of times my husband takes care of that part for me. and he's getting up early and getting it to your house most of the time before 9 o'clock.
How is that process, the cleaning process? You get an object, you know, a stroller, a car seat from a client. How do you start that process out of what's the first step?
Well, the first step is to kind of examine the car seat. And I will say that since I've just started this in July, I've had 2 car seats that were actually broken.
Mm. Which the parents probably didn't even know.
They had no idea. One of the parents had me just go ahead and toss the car seat. And we, you know, of course, no charge, nothing. That's fine. I'm going to throw it away because that's the most important. Mm-hmm. When I first started, I'm like, what if I get a broken car seat? What if they think I broke it? But I have to be honest. I don't want to put anything back together and put a baby or, you know, a little toddler into a seat that's not safe for them. And like I said, learning with those 2 things, both of the parents did not know.
Yeah. Which I think, you know, I mean, how often are we in that situation where, you know, something doesn't buckle right, but you're like, oh, it's twisted, but not big deal. Yeah.
Most of the part is the headset. Mm. And if you don't take the cover off, you don't know. So one, like I said, I threw one away. The other one had me still clean. And then they were just going to order a new headrest.
Yeah.
Kind of
to fix the one part. Yeah, I can imagine that can be kind of a scare, like, oh my goodness, thank goodness that I actually went with the service, that I dug in there, and so, you know, that inspection process, and then kind of, okay, where am I going to tackle next?
Yeah, right.
what's the most that needs my attention?
Right.
I'm guessing, yeah. We'll be right back. More to come with Nicole from Tiny Tot Detailers. Welcome back. We have Nicole Guerrero from Tiny Tot Detailers in with us today. So you mentioned that, you know, you might have been an entrepreneur by proxy. Your husband was really into it. And at first he kind of thought, I don't know about this, but he's gotten really involved in it now. How is that process of his support and him being involved? How's that been for you?
He's the one that is like, you know, I'm like, I can be like, oh, it's been, you know, I haven't got very many appointments. And he's like, it's okay. You know, he's the one that says, this is how it is. You got to just keep posting. He's currently working on a website for us. You know, he has all the ideas.
Well, and right now this is a side hustle for you. So you have a 9-to-5, a quote unquote big girl job.
Yeah.
And this is just your evening type thing. What do you see this? I mean, it sounds like he's like, let's get the website. Let's be all official. Let's do this. Are you kind of feeling the same way that you'd love to grow this and see what you could do with it?
Absolutely. I would love to see it grow. And like I had mentioned before, you know, there's so many different things that you can clean for tots.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you name it. Maybe they have a playroom in your house and you just need, hey, just come in here. I need this kind of organized, sanitized. Because I know that was one thing I never did. I would just put the toys away.
Yes.
Until it was time to throw them away.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, like, and sometimes I would say I don't always know how to clean the toys. I had a daughter that liked to relieve herself in the bathtub all the time. And it was like, oh my gosh, do we just throw away these bathtub toys? How do we disinfect them? How do we, you know, it was always a process of, okay, well, I guess she's going to bathe now without any toys because we never know when she's going to do that. And so, you know, just that process of how to clean some of that stuff, you know, you don't know the material things and what's going to get ruined, and having somebody that this is your trait, your skill set is knowing the proper way to clean some of these things.
Right. And you know, in today's time, everything is natural. Mm-hmm. So back when my kids, so I have a 15-year-old and a 9-year-old. I mean, we probably would have just
thrown some bleach on it.
And said, you know, but of course we cannot, even if that wasn't a thing now, it's just not safe for the kids. So we need to make sure. I love, my favorite way to sanitize is by the steamer. You know, just kind of getting in there and steaming. But we make sure that we use all plant-based chemicals. We love to use like Dapple and Dreft and those baby cleaning products. And to my surprise, they do an awesome job.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they just work amazing. And I would have never really thought.
What, how are you learning, you know, techniques or products to use? How are you kind of gaining knowledge on the best practices?
You know, a lot comes from my friends and family. I have a little nephew and he's 3. So a lot like from what my sister uses. We have a lot of friends in our neighborhood who have little kids, and I see what they're kind of using, and they're really big on that natural kind of stuff. So I just kind of went off there, like off of what they were using, and then I was able to do some research and figure out what other products they offer. I knew like about the Dapple product they had for dish soap for bottles and things like that. But when I got into it, there's stain remover, there's laundry soap, there's a multi-purpose wipes and spray itself. So that's kind of just what I started with. And when I saw that it worked, I'm like, okay. And then I kind of went off to Dreft and took – I knew about Dreft from when my kids were little, but I didn't know, again, all the products that they had. They have also the same thing. So experience and then just kind of, you know.
Well, and I'm guessing, you know, social media probably helps you kind of figure out what things open or what, how to, you know, how do I take this cover off? Or, you know, every car seat is different and there's so many different types.
Well, thank God for YouTube. That's number one. I have had to, YouTube a lot of different car seats on just like how to get it off, or it's not getting it off. It's putting it back on is the thing. Like, where does this little hook go? I can't remember kind of thing. So that's very helpful. But we do start off always, you know, Googling the car seat itself anyway, because we want to make sure that we are cleaning it to the manufacturer's recommendation anyway. You know, a lot of them, they may not be able to go into the dryer and they need to air dry kind of thing. Or maybe they can tumble dry, because the last thing you want to do is shrink somebody's car seat cover.
Yeah.
And what, you know, at that point, what would we do then?
So. Yeah. Yeah. I think that that's, you know, just knowing all the details and the internet is a beautiful place.
Yeah.
We have Nicole Guerrero in from Tiny Tot Detailers. What has been, has there been anything so far that's been, I don't know, this is, seems like a lot for me.
Well, I will start off. It is a judgment-free zone when it comes to me. Yeah. And I think, you know, that's hard again in today's age, just to kind of understand that children are messy.
Mm-hmm.
Parents are busy. You know, we don't have time. So whatever you need me to clean on that car seat, I don't want you ever to be like, oh, I'm so embarrassed. I hear that a lot. I'm so embarrassed that I have to give this to you. I don't know what it looked like. Don't ever be embarrassed and don't ever be afraid to ask. The best example that I have of this happened the other week. I had a mom that was had another child that was getting ready to go into a convertible car seat. And she goes, I have it in my garage. If you can clean it and we can go ahead and, you know, get my daughter ready for the next step. I said, sure, absolutely no problem. She messaged me the day before and she goes, I pulled it out of the box and it is moldy.
Oh,
yeah. And she sent me a picture and I'm like, I don't really know. That was my first time. And I mean, it was moldy everywhere. It must have just.
I mean, yeah, you take, you're done with it between two kids and you put it away. And I'm sure.
So I told her, listen, I'm willing to give it a shot. We did, and it came out brand new. And, you know, I know she was extremely happy that she did not have to go out and buy a brand new one. And if I would have told her, sorry, there's nothing that I can do. I can't even try it. I'm not going to touch it. She would have just tossed it into the garbage can. Mm-hmm. And it's not really necessary. We, you know, we just take our time on it. You know, we wore a little bit of protective gear for that one to really kind of make sure. You know, I told him, don't come out here telling my kids kind of thing. Yeah. But it's not that big of a deal, and it happened. So maybe I can get it clean, and maybe I can't. But if you don't try, we will never know. So.
Well, and I think that, like you said, just we get busy. And, you know, it's like, okay, I mean, you put stuff aside, and it's like, oh, I want to save it for the second kid. I'd love to use this again. But I haven't looked at it in 2-3 years because that's a age difference between my kids. Mm-hmm. And so when you're in that situation, what do you think parents need to keep in mind when kind of in that space of between transitioning between kids?
I mean, having it clean before storing it away would probably be the best thing that you can do. And then when I drop it off, I would probably leave it sit out for a few days just in case something is still maybe a little bit damp and you want to make sure, you know, I would package it up very good, seal it in a box. I would probably buy it, you know, that kind of thing. And again, I would have never thought about that. I would have just threw it in.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's interesting what we would do as parents. And now as a business owner where you thought, no, it makes more sense to put it in a sealed box that, you know, I mean, my garage is not immaculate by any means. There's a lot of, I've cohabitated with spiders in my garage a lot, you know, and just debris and leaves and, you know, whatever. Yeah. It's not a clean area necessarily. Mm-hmm. Maybe thinking about where you're storing it as well would kind of help that transition.
Absolutely.
We'll be right back. Thanks for sticking with us. I'm Tiffany Anton. I have Nicole Guerrero in from Tiny Tot Detailers. So you've launched this a couple months ago. You're rocking and rolling. Right now, you live in Cookeville, and you started for the Cookeville area. Free delivery, free pickup. What's your plans in the future? Do you think, you know, outside of the Cookeville area is a possibility?
Yeah, I've had some customers outside of the Cookeville area where it's just a little bit too far, maybe an hour round trip for me to pick up and drop off. It is fine to message me if you are outside of the Cookeville area and see what we can work out. Some people live outside of the Cookeville area and they work in Cookeville. So they are dropping it off at mm-hmm. my house and I'm delivering it to their employer. Mm-hmm. And they're just kind of meeting me outside and we're doing the exchange there. Sometimes they're dropping it and picking it up off of my doorstep if that works for them.
How do parents deal with the fact that they're losing their car seat for, you know, even just 12 hours? That's a tough time sometimes when, you know, you just want to make sure you always have your kids safe.
Yeah, for sure. I thought that would be a bigger problem. I think people just kind of plan around it. I don't have any days that I really don't do the service. So if I need to do it on a Sunday or on a Saturday, I don't want anybody to be afraid just to ask because, you know, we're doing a service for you. So I'm willing to accommodate and work with you and to kind of make it happen.
How often do you recommend that parents use your services? I think, you know, yes, when it gets really, really bad, you know, okay, this, you know, it's discolored, all that kind of stuff. But is there any, you know, certain schedule that you recommend?
I mean, I would, if I had to just go off the top of my head, I would probably say if you wanted to just keep it up, probably every 6 months, mm-hmm. You know, just give it a quick sanitize, get any of those crumbs out of there, you know, keep the food from molding it into the bottom.
Yeah, all getting mashed in there.
Yeah. And then, of course, we're available for any kind of emergency services. We all know that kids have accidents.
Yeah.
You know, so if you need us, you know, something happens, you can always reach out.
And you started working on your social media presence, which is how I actually, I don't know if it was a customer that I knew or whatnot, but I saw it on social media. And so how are you using that social media? And has that been a learning curve to understand what's best to use it?
Yeah, it's a big learning curve for me. You know, I've always used social media only for my personal use. I'm kind of the person like, I don't want to bother anybody. You know, am I posting too much? Are people sick of seeing these things? And that's why I try to kind of advertise with the suggestions, the mold, the hey, did you check? Because now I'm not just advertising for the business, but I'm also just helping out.
You're putting out tips on there.
Exactly.
Of just different things where I would never, I don't know that I ever just took my car seat out, looked, you know, took the cover off to look and make sure nothing was ever broken. Mm-hmm. Which of course, as parents, you want your kids to be, I mean, people spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars on car seats. Mm-hmm. You want to make sure that it's keeping your kid as safe as possible.
Absolutely.
So can it, you know, people can go on your Facebook page and find tips on safety concerns. Is that?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, pretty much, if I see it, if I see it, I say it. So I'm like, okay, these headrests have been broken two in a row. Maybe I need to just kind of throw it. And I just take a quick picture, make a little ad, and just say, hey, remember to check this.
Well, and are you putting out product recommendations? Because even if, you know, there's probably some things that parents can do in the interim time between mm-hmm. your services that would be helpful to keep their kids still, you know, healthy and safe and germ free.
Yeah, I haven't done like a product recommendation yet, but I do have at the top, like, of the products that I use, like, for just kind of for the Dabble products and things like that. But it is on my list over the next couple of weeks to get that out. I want to set out to show everybody what it is that I use to clean the products, the tools. And kind of what brought that idea up is somebody was looking for somebody to clean a car seat, and there was a lot of comments of, just do it yourself. It's not that hard. I'll show you how to do it. Well, it's not that it isn't hard, but it is tedious, and it takes sometimes an hour and a half, and I'm getting in the crevices with all these different tools, and I'm, you know, sanitizing it with the steam, and I'm wiping down things and shaking it, and then I shake it. I have to go back and vacuum it again because everything kind of moves. So there's so much more than, like we said earlier, what me and you used to do when we cleaned our kids' car seats, you know.
What do you think it is about you, Nicole, that makes you good at all that tedious work? Because to me, I'm not cleaning anybody's anything. I'm not even cleaning my own stuff.
Yeah. You know, I'm a very organized person. I'm a very, you know, I like things a certain way, and I want them the same way every time. That it goes for anything in my life. So I'm very orderly. I like routine. So it makes, if you get your car seat cleaned and your neighbor then gets their car seat cleaned, they are getting the same service, the same result for the most part when it comes to getting all the crumbs out and what they're getting back. Of course, the wear and tear, there's nothing that we can do. But for them, all around, you're getting the same service.
We're talking with Nicole Guerrero from Tiny Tot Detailers today. I think that cleanliness, I mean, yes, there's health reasons that you want your kids in a clean seat. But there is, as parents, it is exhausting to be a parent. It can be very draining. And cleanliness really affects mental health. Have you seen any effects of you deliver this clean car seat and the parents just seem like, you know, a weight is like off their shoulders a little bit of like, okay, I can provide a safe and healthy environment for my kids now. And it just makes, this is not weighing on my own mental health.
Yeah. Well, in a way, I've already had a few repeat customers. So I think that kind of says it, like, okay, they've noticed once they've gotten that first car seat back and saying, oh.
Mm-hmm. Then you think of the stroller, yeah. And I think sometimes we're just when you're in the little kit, you know, in the top mode, you don't really remember. I can perfectly picture a light blue stroller that I had. It was just an umbrella stroller, and right now I'm thinking, I know it was not the color. By the end of the use of it, mm-hmm. it was not the color it was at the beginning. I don't know if ever that I took the cover off and washed it. And you don't really realize how unclean things are when you're living life and you're, you know, at the zoo with your kid. You're not thinking, oh man, this stroller's so dirty, you know?
Well, what are you going to do? Tell your child that they can't have their snack? Or, mm-hmm. you know, we're throwing snacks at our kids all day back there. And we're worried about if they're clean themselves, not necessarily if their car seat is clean. Mm-hmm. You know, so there's so much other things that are going on in a parent's life than is that stroller clean. To be honest with you, I don't think I've ever cleaned my stroller.
Mm-hmm. It's just not something that you think about sometimes, yeah. you know, or you think about it when you're pulling the stroller out at an event and you're like, oh man, I really need to clean this. Well, we're at the fair. We can't really, yeah. you know, do anything about it right now. And then you throw it back in after the fair and then you're like, yeah. you know, you don't think about it again. So, you know, maybe this is the sign as people are listening today to take a second and think, are there you know, child objects, a pack and play, strollers, car seats. At the moment, that's kind of your main focus. Mm-hmm. Eventually, keep checking in with social media and, you know, outdoor play equipment. Are there things that need to be sanitized? When was the last time you washed, you know, stuffed animals that your kids have? You know, all that kind of stuff where maybe this is the sign for parents to kind of take that.
And we do advertise for all that, you know. It says other. So that means if you think I need this cleaned and I don't want to do it and it has to do with your toddler, your baby, just ask me. Because I cleaned, when I first started, I cleaned a outdoor cushion where a toddler had an accident. It was one of my first things. And I'm thinking as I'm doing this, I didn't really sign up to do upholstery. But it had everything to do with the toddler. It fit right into the other. She wasn't afraid to ask. I was able to get it cleaned for her, and she didn't have to buy 4 or 6 more cushions kind of thing. So don't be afraid to ask.
I know you're really new into this. Where do you see this? I mean, we kind of mentioned you growing this business, having a website. Do you see this being your full-time gig at some point?
I mean, I would hope eventually. Like I said, I've been with my 9-to-5 for many, many, many years. I would hate to say that I would leave there, but you never know what's going to happen. I mean, if this is taking off and this is, you know, going good, absolutely.
Yeah. So how can people find you right now? You're mainly in the Cookeville area, but reach out if you're listening and you're not in the Cookeville area. But how can people find you to contact you?
Right now, I'm just through Facebook.
So you have a Facebook page? Tot Detailers?
Yes, I do have a Facebook page. We are currently working on a website for Tiny Tot Detailers. So right now, just a private message is how we're actually booking.
Well, and I think sometimes people think, I mean, I thought this the first time I ever got my vehicle detailed is like, oh, that's a fancy thing. That's something that only the higher class people or the rich people can afford to do. Yeah. Do you recommend just people reaching out and you know, you kind of figuring out pricing with them?
Well, on the website, I do have a full price list on there. I think that's very important. It's important to me. I don't want to have to feel like I'm finagling prices when I'm looking for a service. I just kind of want it front and center for me. So when you do go on Facebook, it is pinned right to the top. It has what the services are. With every detail, I put in a coupon in there for a refer a friend, so that friend gets a $5 discount, and so does the referrer.
Yeah.
Gets the $5 discount. But yeah, everything is there. Like I said,
it's all clear.
Absolutely.
That's great. So go ahead and check out Tiny Tot Detailers on Facebook. Thank you so much for being here, Nicole. Best of luck. I'm really excited to see what you do with this business and how it takes off.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.